Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Chandogya Upanishad, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chandogya Chapter 2, Section 23 and Mantra Number 2. Prajapatir Lokan Abhyatapat Tebhyo Bhi Tap Tebhyas Trayo Vidya Samprasravat Tam Abhyatapat and so forth. Prajapati, this Brahma, the creator, brooded over the three worlds. There are such profound writings written with tremendous mystical poetic vision that not easy to understand. That's why Vedas were, people were not allowed to study Vedas. They have to be qualified to study them. That's old time. Old time is gone. And Vedas are available to anyone. Always understand, even though they are available before you, it doesn't mean much. Meaning of the Veda is, first step, saralarth, simple meaning. Next, bhavarth, a meaning that appeals to you, in your feeling level. Gudharth, a meaning that reveals itself as your mind becomes intuitional. You are reading the same book, you may be just looking at the literal meaning, or you can go into the deeper meaning behind it. What does it imply? What does it suggest? Or you go into still deeper meaning. The actual mantra is Prajapati. Prajapati is the creator, God, handling the project of creating the three worlds. Having created the three worlds, he brooded over the three worlds. The actual term in Sanskrit there is he heated. He put the three worlds into a kettle, made a khichdi out of it. By heating a metal, you come to the essence of its reality. So if you were to heat up the three worlds, the world experience at the level of senses, the physical world, the world revealed by your sentiments and feelings, bhur, bhuva, the next world, the world revealed through your thoughts, intellect, understanding. These are the three worlds in which you are involved. What's the essence of these three worlds? So Brahma brought out the essence of the three worlds. As a result, three vidyas came forth. Knowledge in three Vedas, that's what it implies. Vedas, people know, there are four. But earliest stage, there were only three. Fourth was compiled later, known as Sama Veda or Atharva Veda, whatever. In other words, the Vedic wisdom is the essence behind the entire creation. You can go on knowing so many things. What's the use? What is that knowing which you know all? Is there something that way? Upanishad has created that. Yes, there is. Otherwise, you know so many and yet know nothing. That's the predicament of ordinary knowledge. Intellectual knowledge, science in so many branches of learning, and you may calculate how or may have lots of cumulative knowledge. But the simple point, have you realized yourself? Do you know yourself? And if that is not there, all the knowledge is just shallow. So, the divine God, the creator, brought out the essence of the three worlds in the scriptures, the Vedas. And then, In order to simplify even this, he heated over the Vedas. He puts them into heating process. And out of that arose three letters, root letters, Bijaksharas, Bhur Bhuvah Svah. These Bhur Bhuvah Svah. Now, next verse gives you what happens after. Tani Abhyatapat Tevyo Mitap Tebhya Omkara Samprasravat Tadyathuna Shankuna Sarvani Paranani Santrishnani Evam Omkarena Sarva Vak Santrishna Omkar Evedam Sarvam Omkar Evedam Sarvam. He heated these root letters. Thus heated, Om manifested. You are always told Om is the quintessence of the Vedas. But here it is described in a poetic way. As all the parts of a leaf are permeated by the rib and veins of the leaf, in the same way, all this is permeated by Om. Om is the warp and woof. Om is the thread behind all that has manifested. In other words, Om is the essence. A of Om encompasses all that is Bhur Loka, the world of senses and mind. U of Om, feeling aspect. And M of Om, Jnana aspect, Swa. Bhur Bhuvah Swa. Tat Savitur Varenyam, Gayatri Mantra, which I will explain more. When we say A-U-M, there is a fourth part called Turiya. A-U-M, they cover the three lokas, Bhur, Bhuvah, Svah. The fourth aspect of Om transcends the three lokas. Liberation is a state where you don't belong to any loka. As long as you belong to a loka, you are a loko. This is the profound understanding. Each time you go to sleep, you go beyond only the third loka, you can't go beyond. You go into the unconscious. But it gives you, you have a sufficient indication is given to you that you do exist without your body, without your mind, without your senses, without all your relatives and friends, without your TV and all those. You do exist. And in that state, you are best. During the whole 24 hours, in that state, you have been completely free of all worries. And it is, you count upon that state to recharge you every day. How to make that state your reality? Answer is, how to lead yourself to meditation, samadhi. If you have that samadhi state, intuitional mind allows you to be always aware, I am that. Just like the sky is always aware, I am the sky, untouched by clouds. But at the same time, the sky has no restriction in playing with the clouds. The world of Bhur Bhuvah Svah becomes like clouds. Clouds that cannot restrict the sky. That's called Turiya, that Turiya level, fourth. That's your goal. Until you have become rooted in Turiya, you are in a process of rising. You can rise to great height of Dharma, Aishwarya, lots of glory can come to you. But still the mind is gripped by the illusion that the pravritti, you are drawn to the lokas, the great secret that is presented by the scriptures is how to not be gripped by the world of birth and death. What I'm leading you to understand that good karmas, they are always good. People are called dharmic, they do lot of good karmas. But dharma can lead you to Bhur Loka, Bhuvar Loka, Swar Loka. If you do not have the ability to go beyond the three lokas, then you are pulled back. You continue to move in a circle, going up and down. like rice cooked in a kettle, goes up and down in the boiling water. So are the souls going up by good karmas, punya karmas, going down by negative karmas. Punya karmas go on giving you lot of joy. To the majority of people, there is nothing greater than that. But from profound point of view, that's not your goal. Good karmas become better karmas if they begin to create purity in your heart, open a window in your heart, allowing you to understand you are not ego. You are not individual personality. The reflected sun in a jar is not an entity separate from the sun. Its reality is the sun. Your reality is Brahman, the absolute. Until you have understood that, there is no liberation. The purpose of the scriptures is to lead you there. I am that, am I. Aham Brahmasmi. And the purpose of repeating Om, singing the Sama song, chanting the Udgita. Udgita term has been used as a loud chant. Loud not so much from the point of view of sound, but a ringing note created within your mind about who am I. And that Udgita is Om. The Vedas gave a mantra. And Om becomes extended into Gayatri. So when we say Udgita, Om, Gayatri, it means the same thing. Japa and prayer at the profoundest level. Now, your Ishta mantra is same thing extended. Now, just to understand more about Om, A of Om encompasses the world of senses and mind. If you do Om Upasana, Kundalini energy is led to focus on Manipur Chakra at the navel. There is the Karma Granthi, the knot of karma. And that knot is broken. You begin to understand, your mind has a clarity that no matter how much attention you have given to the body, no matter how important your body is, but you are not the body. And that vision begins to grow. If that has happened, the knot of karma has been broken. Your A of the Om has become alive. It has become dynamic. Now, whenever we say A, U, M separately, doesn't mean that you begin to practice separate. A, then O, you always practice that O. But your mind moves from gross to subtle gradually. So the next level, as Kundalini Shakti is coming to the heart center, Anahata Chakra. Anahata Chakra is not the heart of the Upanishads. The heart of the Upanishads is Sahasrara Chakra. That's all subtle details. But when Anahata Chakra, the heart center of the Kundalini Yoga, is the center of subtle body, center of desires, vasanas, with you aspect, you begin to break that level. And you begin to build up Shubha Vasanas. Building up Shubha Vasana gives you a totally different type of experience. You live in a different world. And then finally, as Kundalini opens the third eye, that's the Ajna Chakra, then M aspect becomes active. You have come to the causal plane, Ananda aspect. But when beyond all that, the entire Om becomes an integrated one mantra. Just like when you are describing chemistry, hydrogen, oxygen. Now, when they are compounded, they are neither hydrogen nor oxygen, then water. Similarly, A, U and M, A plus U plus M, when they become compounded by spiritual movement, they are neither A, nor U, nor M. Fourth, Turiya. Transcendent. That's the goal. of Gayatri Mantra, of Om. The next chapter deals with chapter 3, section 12, mantra 6, brings your attention to Gayatri Mantra. The term Gayatri, because this mantra protects those who sing this mantra. Sing term is not to be taken literally, who do japa. When you do japa with great love, that's song. But even if we sing the best song and there is no real love behind it, this is just froggy voice. I'm making a joke. So Gayatri, Ishwara Smaran, is a profound involvement in a profound song. The song of eternity is there within your heart. The song of divine love flows on deep within you, allowing your mind to become relaxed, developing attunement to that level, that song of songs. And if you have developed that type of interest in divine song, it protects you from the negativity of the world and leads you to liberation. Therefore, it's called Gayatri. Protects you from three troubles. Subjective illusion, who am I? Objective illusion, what the world is. Interacting illusion, you and the world are always interacting. So many situations of pleasure and pain. All these three are dragging your soul in so many ways. It's a very miserable predicament. The world is a tremendous catastrophe. Gayatri saves you. All the three are the world, you yourself, you are Brahman. The world is an expression of Brahman. The interacting experience is Leela, God's Leela, all this. There's a wondrous explosion of ananda, bliss. And so, whoever gets involved in singing Gayatri, doing japa of Gayatri, he is led to become free of all the three illusions, led to attain liberation, led to realize that everything in the world is expression of God. God expressing within you, expressing in the form of the world, and expressing in the form of everything that you encounter.
And I encountered many times resistance from the person that I want to share it with. And on many occasions,
when you have resistance, take it away.
Pardon me? What did you say?
When you have resistance, take it away. So I'm joking. Go ahead.
This is what on many occasions I had to step back and not forcing anything. But I realized recently that it is important for me to address that. And I don't know how to go about it again.
Simple point is there, though it is, life is always a struggle in every level. But behind the struggle, what makes the struggle joyous, bring God in it. Your duty is, you have something good and you want to share it. But if you find obstacle in your sharing becomes misunderstood, and even people can react to it in a negative way. All that is possible. But all those are challenges, trials. And God within you will allow you to conquer them. Another point, a farmer goes on spreading seeds. Many seeds will die. But that isn't the concern. Truth is like a scattering seeds of light. And those seeds of light will get their effective nature. They will do great wonders. And you can be always at rest.
Thank you.
I am new and I hardly know. But what does it mean when you reach your karma?
Pardon?
When you have reached your karma. What meaning does that have?
reached your karma?
Yes, sir.
Reached your karma. That's nobody says that. What we are saying, reaching God.
No, I don't say you. I just had that question. And what would it mean when someone is tall, you reach your karma? Is that something I have to
That
know?
Depends upon the context. When somebody is suffering, somebody has a problem, he goes to another person who has read a little spiritual things, and he says to the person, oh, it's your karma. That's just a simple, it's a shallow answer. But answer is correct. Karma means some cause is there that has brought trouble to you. And the responsibility of the cause is somewhere in your own center. You are responsible for things you experience. That's what the law of karma points to, that fact. That is the purpose of karma. It is not the purpose to point finger on others, because others have been bad to me, so therefore I am miserable. But it's something within you that drew certain situations, and something within you that has the power to cure it. You are the architect of your destiny. That's the central teaching of karma.
All right, Swamiji, my question is regarding yama and niyama. Mm-hmm. Is that something that is more subjective or objective?
Everything is subjective to begin with, but it has objective aspect. Is subjective to be calm and loving. Objective when it expresses in your dealings with others.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes? It's be good, do good, you see. That's yama and yamas mean that. Be good. And be good expresses in do good. Otherwise, simply be good and no good done.
No, I understand though, but then what I'm trying to say is that you have, there's like an objective part of it where it's like, okay, this is the way to be good. You understand? And then there's like a personal side of it, you know, like.
That simply means that any practice has many degrees of perfection. You can start practicing how to be good. Can start practicing how to be free of anger. But free of anger is big ideal. Step by step you move towards it. And it is, when you make a, you can make a wrong judgment, for 7 days you didn't become angry. So now you make a judgment within yourself, you have conquered anger. That's wrong. There is your subjective error. All that is to be understood.
Thank you. Thanks again.
And with this, I'm going to conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.